Hachette Audio presents The Prophet, written by Michael Corita, read by Robert Petkoff.
To the Spring Baseball Commissioner, deepest thanks to a great friend. Part 1. Pledges. Prologue. The town feels like home immediately, and he credits the leaves. It must be a pickup day. Plastic bags bursting with withered remains of life are stacked on the curbs, a few spilling over onto the sidewalks, flecks of crimson and copper that dot the white concrete like blood splatters on pale flesh. The air is that contrary blend, alive with a smell, but the smell is death. Those who pass him have their heads down and shoulders hunched, turtles seeking their shells. He stands tall as he walks, embracing the cold wind which is wonderfully unblocked by concrete walls, unmarred by razor wire fencing. He is grateful for that. There are other people in this town who have similar feelings, memories of days when one could not embrace the wind and longed to, no matter how bitter and chill. He knows some of them, and he knows that those very memories, realities, are in some cases exactly what chased them to this town, a chance to hide from the past. At first glance, this town feels like a fine place for hiding from reality, too.